So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we celebrate this beautiful feast of Pentecost, the birth of the church. And it's a feast that longs for explanation for all of us, because this is not only the birth of the church, but this is also how we are instruments to be used in the world. and it's important to remember that, because as we hear in this gospel, the disciples, we get the story of the resurrection again. The disciples are worried about what's going to happen to them. They're locked in a room, and they're figuring what happened to Jesus will happen to them not too soon, in not too little while, and so they're afraid, they're scared, and they're just sitting there. And my dear brothers and sisters, it is in that place that Jesus enters the doors that are locked. And the first thing he says to them is, "Peace be with you." And you know, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a word for all of us, because all of us can live trapped by our fears, by our worries, by our uncertainty of what the future will bring, by our uncertainty of what's happening around us, maybe in our own families and in the world. And it can bring a lot of tension and a lot of stress. But today the Lord enters into the middle of this and says, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid, because I want to appear in the midst of the chaos and bring order." And this is particularly what the Lord is saying to us, not just in this generation, but in every generation. Because sometimes we can look at the way that things are going in the world, and we can get all worked up very easily. And Christ appears and says, "Why are you worried? Why are you afraid? I have given my life for you. I have given my life for the world. I will take care of it. Not only will I take care of it, but I am calling you to be instruments of that peace in this world today. I am sending you out. I am giving you my spirit to go out into the world and to make known this, the peace of Christ." That doesn't mean that every problem will suddenly go away. That doesn't mean that every stress and fear will suddenly be solved. But my dear brothers and sisters, it means that you and I can live those fears, can live those troubles with a completely different mentality, a mentality of peace, a mentality of knowing that God is taking care of everything, that if God has taken care of us before, why would he be cheap with us now? And so Christ enters our locked room and says, "Peace." Christ enters our locked room and gives us the Spirit, makes of us instruments. Instruments are meant to be used. That is why today is the feast of the church, the birth of the church, but a church that doesn't sit on its rump. A church that is going out to the world, that is proclaiming the peace of Christ, that is proclaiming the truth of Christ, that is proclaiming the love and the mercy of Christ. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is each one of our mission, is not just the mission of the church. We, as members of that church, we play an important role in the body of Christ. Now, as St. Paul says, we all play a different role and a different part, but we are all part of that body. And God wants to do amazing things with the different parts that are in this room. Some of us have been, or all of us, I shouldn't say some of us, all of us have been given wonderful gifts. What do we do with those gifts? How do we use them? Are we sitting on the gifts that God has given us? Are we living in fear? Well, today, my dear brothers and sisters, we receive this Spirit to live not as captives of fear, but as free men and women who are called to be fearless in this generation. And so, as we celebrate this Feast of Pentecost, I pray that each of us may be filled once again, renewed with the Spirit that we received in our confirmation, that it may make each one of us fearless to live in the world, to live in the world, but to not be conformed by the world. This, my dear brothers and sisters, is the biggest secret, because what happens is that many times we allow the world to conform us to them. You and I are called not to allow that to happen. We're called not to think as the world thinks because everybody else is doing it. I remember when I was a child, and I'm sorry if I told you this story, but since we were from Connecticut, whenever my mother wouldn't let me do something like everybody else was doing, I would lament of how unfair it was, and she would say, and I'm sure all of our parents had a version of this, depending where you're from, she said, if everybody else jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you jump off the Brooklyn Bridge just because everybody else was doing it? Now, I'm sure all of our parents had a different version of that, depending on where you were from and which bridge was closest to you. But my dear brothers and sisters, we can't do things because everybody else is doing it. We cannot allow ourselves to just flow with the current because that's the way the current is going. My dear brothers and sisters, it's to understand that that current is wrong. The way of the world is wrong and leads only to one place, but death and despair. The way of life is right here. And we have an opportunity in this Feast of Pentecost to be beacons of the light for the world, to call others to a true reality, to a different reality, to a different way of thinking. And so I pray that in this Feast of Pentecost, we will be filled with the Spirit, that we will be fearless, that we will go out into the world, that we will make present the peace of Christ with boldness, with strength, and with surety. Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker